From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a fifth day of Anhieb government unrest in Iran Monday, at least one policeman was killed despite Sunday's call for calm by President Hassan Rouhani. At least 13 have been killed since the protests first erupted Thursday over economic conditions and official corruption. Monday, the Iranian leader acknowledged many of the protesters are driven by economic concerns as well as a desire for freedom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agrees.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
Social media video showed protesters attacking a police station. Police reportedly fired water cannon on protesters in the capital, Tehran. Hundreds have been arrested. Indiana University analyst Hussein Benai said these protests are about more than just economics.
So economic hardship and the uneven concentration of wealth is nothing new in Iranian society. It's always been there. I would say that what is different this time around is the conspicuous way in which senior members of the regime are basically spending the public money on causes that are not at all to the benefit of the average person.
In his latest tweet, President Donald Trump said the great Iranian people have been repressed. He said they're hungry for food and freedom, adding, along with human rights, the wealth of Iran is being looted. Time, he said, for a change. A gunman killed two Coptic Christians in their alcohol shop south of Cairo Monday, an attack that came days after other attacks on a church and another Christian-owned shop that left 10 dead. The gunman got away on a motorcycle. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, although Islamic State claimed Friday's attack on the Coptic church in Helwan. This is VOA News.